在这里。
Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer and then we can start.
现在祷告，然后开始。
Lord, we're thankful for the word of God.
主啊，我们要为神的话献上感恩。
We're thankful that this is the word that will endure forever.
所以我们非常感恩，神的话呢是永远存留的。
And so we're not wasting our time learning it, Lord, because we will learn it, we will understand it, and we will use it forever.
所以主啊，我们也不会去浪费我们时间来不读，我们会读，我们会应用，我们会一直到永远都要读神的话。
And Lord, we're thankful that we will be able to use it forever, but frankly, we need it and its wisdom right now. And we pray that you will teach us today your truth.
所以主啊，我们也非常感恩您的话呢是存留到永远的。但是今天呢，我们要去读，我们也希望呢，我们祈求您呢教导我们，让我们明白。
So help us and lead us and guide us, we pray.
所以请您帮助我们，领导我们，引导我们，我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me. So, we've been studying in the book of Revelation, and we are very near the end.
所以我们一直在学习启示录，已经快到结尾了。
Excuse me. So we're in Revelation chapter 22.
我们今天呢，翻到启示录的第22章。
And the angel is continuing to show John. Excuse me. Some of the truths of the wonderful, New Jerusalem.
约翰呢，使徒约翰一直告诉我们这些奇妙的新闻是关于我们的那个新耶路撒冷。
Verse 4 says they will see his face.
所以第四节说呢，他们会看到他的面。
And we were studying earlier this morning.In Psalm 27, where David said that his great desire is to see the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天早上呢，大家都学了那个诗篇的第27篇，大卫王说呢，他最大的愿望呢是见那个主耶稣基督的面。
And here we get to see a glimpse of him in what he does and what truth he reveals to us.But there we will see him face to face.
我们在这里呢，就是只是有一瞥，就是看到了主耶稣基督，也看到了他在地上所做的事情。那么到了天上呢，我们会看到他的面。
And that will bring to us a great deal of peace and joy just to be able to see him.
因为这个会给我们带来那极大的喜乐和平安，仅仅只是我们见了他的面。
We looked this morning at the story of Mary Magdalene, who saw the Lord, and she fell at his feet. She just said, "This is wonderful. It's my Jesus. He's still alive."
这就是今天早上我们读约翰福音看到了抹大拉的玛利亚呢，当他看到主耶稣基督复活的时候呢，他非常的喜乐，然后他就俯伏在地敬拜他，说我的主耶稣基督他仍然活着。
So verse 5 says there will be no night in heaven in this new Jerusalem.
第五节说呢，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光。
Sometimes,I get a little disappointed when I see that because I often look forward to the night for rest.
所以有时候呢，我看到这不再有黑夜呢，我就有一点失望。为什么呢？因为我经常盼望着黑夜来了以后，我可以休息一下。
But there we won't have that reason or excuse because we're not going to get tired in heaven.
就在那里天堂的时候，我们不再有这样的借口和这样的原因说我们要去休息，因为在天堂里我们不会感到疲倦。
It says they will have no need, or they will not need the light of a lamp, or the light of the sun, or the Lord God will give them light.
也就是说呢，他们不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们。
These truths are amazing. In a very literal sense, it is true that he will be giving them physical light.
这些真理呢是非常的神奇的。从字面上的意思来讲呢也是真的。因为呢主会给我们真的就是实体的光。
But it is also true in a spiritual sense.He will be giving them spiritual light, and we'll just rejoice in all that wonderful blessing.
实际上呢，在属灵的方面呢，也是真实的，因为他会赐给他们属灵的光，所以呢，我们所有人呢，都会要在神的赐福里享受。
And the last line of verse 5 says, "And they will reign forever."And ever.
在第五节的后面一句呢说他们要做王直到永永远远。
Can you begin to imagine all that that means?
你可以开始想象一下这些所有的是什么意思吗
?The Lord said to Adam, you get to be king here, and everything will be fine.Adam was king for a short while, and then he sinned, and he lost his crown.
因为当时呢，亚当在那里，主跟亚当说呢，亚当你要做整个地球的王。然后呢，亚当做了很短时间的一段时间的王，然后他犯了罪呢，然后他的王冠就跌落了。
Saul was anointed to be king, but it wasn't long after that the Lord said to him, Saul.I'm going to take your crown away from you.
因为扫罗他同样也是主呢高了他做王然后并没有过多长时间然后主说扫罗我要把你的王冠收回来。
Many of the other kings in Israel and Judah lost their crown because of the judgment of the Lord upon them.
很多呢以色列的过去的那些王呢他们呢失去了他们的王冠因为是他们的罪神审判他们。
And the rest of them lost their crown in part just because of old age.
所以呢有些人呢失去了他的王冠呢只是因为他们年纪大了。
And this says we will reign forever and ever we will not lose our heavenly crown.
你说的呢我们会永永远远做王我们永远不会失去我们在天上的王冠。
But the question is, what do you do when you're king or when you're queen?
所以问题是当你是个国王或者是个女王的时候你会做什么呢
And the answer is something important.
答案是要做一些很重要的事情。
The answer is something enjoyable.
答案也是一些可以很享受的事情。
The answer is something that's full of meaning and purpose and reward.
所以也是一些事情呢有很多重要的意义和重要的意思这样呢你可以得到奖赏。
And you keep on letting your imagination go.You say, what would I do if I were king for 50 years?
因为你可以放飞一下你的想象力。如果你能做王做50年的话你会做什么呢
What would I do if I were king for 500 years?
因为如果我能做500年的王我会做什么呢
What would I do if I were king for 50,000 years?
如果我要做王50,000年我会做什么呢
We will reign forever and ever.
我们会做王永永远远。
And we can't begin to enter into the significance of that.
因为我们可以做王这样呢我们可以有 这个王有很大的意义。
Will it be good? Yep.
这个是好的吗？当然。
Will it be important? Yep.
这个很重要吗？当然。
Will it be the reason for great praise to our God?
这是一个重要的原因，我们要赞美神吗？
It's absolutely amazing.
是绝对神奇的。
Jabe Nicholson had a story a long time ago.
那个 Jabe Nicholson 呢，在很久之前跟我们讲了一个故事。
And it was this story about a man or a woman who was presented with the glorious truths of God.
这是关于一个男人或者是一个女人，他呢，有人向他展现了神的荣耀的福音。
And the marvelous significance of those great truths.
所以呢，展现了很多那些奇妙的、重要的那样的真理。
And the preacher said to him or her, "Would you like to trust the Savior as your Lord now and get all those things?"
所以呢，这个传道人呢，就跟那个男人或者女人说。你现在要就是说相信主耶稣基督吗？然后呢，甩掉你一切的罪。
And the person said, "No, no, I can't do that."
那个人就说呢，我现在不能这么做。
And so the preacher said to him or her, "Why can't you do that?"
所以那个传道人跟他或者他说呢，你为什么现在不能这么做呢？
And the answer was, "I've got to go and get the poodle clipped."
所以呢，他说呢，我今天我要去把我的狗剪毛。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗？
What if the poodle didn't get clipped?
如果那个小兔狗不没有剪怎么办？
It's so absolutely ludicrous.
所以这个
to realize that some people would reject the great offer of God just because they've got to go and get their poodle clipped.
所以呢，这个呢，这个是非常荒谬的。有些人呢，他拒绝神的这些伟大的事情的原因呢，只是想把他的那个小狗给剪个毛。
So that's our position. All the incidentals of life are not important.But we get to reign with God, with Jesus forever.
这就是我们现在要面临的，在我们人生中所有的事情都不重要，最重要的一件事就是我们要和神和主耶稣基督一同作王，永永远远。
Verse 6 says, "The angel said to me, these words are trustworthy and true."
第六节说，天使又对我说，这些话是真实可信的。
Why would he say that?
为什么这么说呢？
Because John probably said it's too good to be true.
因为当时呢，使徒约翰可能说，这个太好了，令人难以置信。
Verse 6 goes on, "The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things thatMust soon take place.
因为这个呢，主就是众先知被感知灵的神，差遣他的使者将那必要快成的事指示他仆人。
Some people have made a study of the little word must in the Bible.
所以有些人呢，他们研究了一下一个小小的一个词，在圣经里就是必须。
And it's a beautiful study. One of the uses of the word must is in John chapter 3. The Lord said to Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you must be born again."
这个呢，其实研究呢是很重要的，很有趣的。他们其中研究的一个就是在约翰福音里 第三章里主耶稣基督跟尼哥底母说你必须重生。
Why is the word must use there?
为什么那个必须要用在那里呢？
Because it's the only way we can get into heaven. We must be born again.
这是唯一的一条路我们可以去到天堂的。我们必须要重生。
Verse 6 says, these things must soon take place.
所以呢第六节说呢这样的事情呢必须要发生。
Why does it say must? Because it's part of God's plan, and God's plan will always be fulfilled. God promised it, and it must happen.
因为这个里面呢就是讲到的为什么呢因为这是神的计划。神的计划呢它永远都是要实现的。那么因为它是神的应许所以他们必须会实现。
And then verse 7, it's Jesus who's talking, and he now says, Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
第七节呢是主耶稣基督在说话，他说看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
So he says, I am coming soon.What is implied in that word soon?
所以呢他说他很快就要来那么这个快的字在这里是什么意思呢
And the answer is, it's not going to be very long. Either Jesus will come for us or we will go to him, but we will meet Jesus very soon.
这个意思呢就是不会花太长时间或者说主耶稣基督来见我们或者是说我们很快去见主耶稣基督。
Some people live to be 100 years old, but that's pretty soon in the light of reigning for eternity.
有些人呢可以活到100多岁那么是跟永恒比起来呢这个100岁是很短的一段时间。
Two ways to study the book of Revelation. One is to look at it and say that's very interesting.
用两种方式呢学习启示录然后你只是看一下你觉得这个非常有趣。
And the other is to say, I agree with that. I'd better get busy for God right now. I'd better do what's right.Jesus is coming soon.
这个呢第二个方式呢就是我同意启示录所说的所以呢因为所以呢我要为神的事去忙我要忙忙碌碌的因为主耶稣基督很快就要来了。
And then in verse 8, John responds. He says, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things.
所以第八节呢就是约翰的回应约翰说这是我约翰所听见
的。I guess he must have been pretty amazed. Can you imagine having a revelation like this? You're on the island of Patmos, you're in a dungeon, it's not pleasant, and all of a sudden you see all this great truth revealed to you by the Spirit of God.
我认为对他来说他感到非常的惊奇的因为当时你如果在一个小岛上在海中一个小岛上然后在岛上的一个监狱里在一个很肮脏的牢房里你看到呢这所有的神的真理由神的圣灵启示给你的时候。
And John says, I'm going to tell you what my response was.
因为使徒约翰说我要告诉你们我的反应是什么。
Verse 8, and when I had heard and seen these things, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me.
第八节说，我既听见看见了，就在指示我的天使脚前俯伏要拜他。
It reminds us, doesn't it, of that story we were pondering this morning when Mary saw the Lord Jesus. She fell at his feet to worship him.
这个呢提醒了我们今天早上我们所思考的那个玛利亚的那个故事，当他看到主耶稣基督的时候呢，他是俯伏在地敬拜他。
This is exactly the reaction that John has here in front of the angel.
就是那个使徒约翰在那个天使面前的做的一模一样的行动。
But the angel says, verse 9, do not do it. I'm just a fellow servant with you and with your brothers, the prophets. And I'm a fellow servant of all who keep the words of this book. Worship God.
第九节，那但是天使对我说，千万不可，我与你和你的弟兄众先知并那些守着书上言语的人同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。
Don't worship the angel. Don't worship the preacher. You worship God. That's the message.
这里呢说你不要去敬拜天使，不要去敬拜讲道人，你只敬拜神，就是这一节经文要讲的。
But why does John worship the angel? Why did he fall down to worship the angel?
那为什么使徒约翰在这里他要去敬拜天使呢？他要匍匐在地敬拜天使呢？
Answer, because it's so wonderful.
答案是因为这个太奇妙了。
You remember the story, very similar. It's back in chapter 19. And John sees the picture of the marriage supper of the Lamb.
你们大家也都记得这样一个画面，就是在启示录第十九章的时候，那个是使徒约翰看到了羔羊的婚宴的时候。
It's so wonderful that he just can't control himself and he bows down and worships the angel.
因为这个是因为太美好了，他甚至是不能自制，所以呢当时呢他就去敬拜了天使。
And the angel says to him, John, don't do that.
那个天使说约翰你不要敬拜我。
Why did you do that, John? John would have said, it's so absolutely wonderful.This marriage supper of the Lamb. Imagine I one day am going to be married to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's so wonderful. I can't handle it. And he worships the angel.
约翰说那是啊，这个太美了，太好了。当我看见羔羊的婚宴的时候呢，我甚至都克制不了自己。我觉得很难想象这样的一件事情，就是说我可以和主耶稣基督他自己结婚，然后这样的事情我完完全全想象不出来，所以我开始敬拜天使。
Now here we are in chapter 22, just a short time later, and he sees the new Jerusalem and the blessings of God, and he does the same thing.
这里呢就再次出现这样的事情，他看到了新的耶路撒冷城，看到了神所做的一切的奇事，他又开始敬拜天使了。
And I think if I were the angel, I would have said to John, John, I've already told you not to do that.You've been told, don't worship angels.
因为我认为如果我是那位天使的话，我会跟使徒约翰说，约翰，我告诉过你不要敬拜我，我跟你说过不要敬拜我。
And John says, I understand, but do you know how great and how wonderful it is? All these promises of God, do you not understand how great and wonderful they are? I can't help.But worship.
因为我认为是这样说，我知道你跟我说过，但是这个真太伟大了，太奇妙了，所以我控制不了自己来敬拜。
He said, it's true, it's wonderful, and he probably said, I'm awfully sorry, but this is just so marvelous.
我认为他基本上呢，他有可能说了啊，真的不好意思，太对不起了。但是呢，真的这个太美妙了，太神奇了。
It's interesting. The angel didn't punish him, and the Lord didn't punish him. He just goes right on in verse 10, and he says, "Then he told me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book because the time is near.
这里呢，非常有趣的是呢，天使并没有惩罚他，主耶稣也没有惩罚他，所以我们来到第十节，他又对我说，不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。When
do we read? When do we study? When do we worship on the basis of the book of Revelation?
因为我们什么时候要去学习呢？我们什么时候要去读呢？我们什么时候要去敬拜呢？根据这个启示录上所说的。And
the answer is, we do it now.
这个答案是我们现在就开始做。We've
read the book of Revelation, and this is the time for response.
所以呢，我们读了启示录，现在是时候我们做出回应了。John
responded by worshiping, and then the angel says to him, "Now listen, don't seal this book. You make sure everybody reads it, and the reader is going to say when he gets to this point, I had better respond to this marvelous message."
因为其实呢，那个天使跟约翰说：“你不要敬拜我，你先读到这里嘛，所以你不要封印这本书，让这本书一直开着。当其他的后来的读者读到这一段的时候，读到这里说呢，他就会说我应该开始敬拜，我应该开始采取行动了。”The
question is why the need for the response?
问题是为什么他们需要我们回应呢？
Verse 11 says, let him who does wrong continue to do wrong.
第十一节说不义的,叫他仍旧不义。
Let him who is vile continue to be vile.
污秽的,叫他仍旧污秽。
Let him who does right continue to do right, and let him who is holy continue to be holy.
唯义的,叫他仍旧唯义,圣洁的,叫他仍旧圣洁。
Why is that?
为什么会这样?
Because there's a very, very short time to change.
因为这个时间太短了，你甚至没时间去做出改变。
verse 10 again says, the time is near, and at the time of death, at the time of the return of the Lord Jesus, when that happens, there is no opportunity to change. The holy will be holy, the just will be just, and the sinner will be a similar sinner without any opportunity for repentance.
这里第十节讲的，因为日期近了，因为死亡的日期近了，你归向主的日期也近了，所以这个时候呢，你没有时间去做出任何的改变，你没有时间去做出任何的忏悔。 因为这个时候时间太短了，所以那些不义的呢，还是不义，污秽的还是污秽，圣洁的还是圣洁，就你没时间，忏悔得救了。Human
nature basically says, that's very interesting. I think maybe I'll do something about that tomorrow.
有些人的本性呢，他说这些东西呢，看起来很有趣，那么我也许明天我做出一些反应。
And the angel says, John, don't seal this book. Don't come back to it tomorrow. Deal with it now. He who is just, he who is holy, they're locked in, and they're going to be locked in. If they're unholy, you've got to decide now when you've got the opportunity.
因为这个里面呢，是天使跟约翰说呢，你不要把这个书给封印。所以现在呢，就是说呢，让那些不义的人，他仍然在里头不义；让那信的人呢，他仍然在里头信。所以呢，如果不要等到明天再来去做这些事情。如果你要做事情呢，今天就马上做，趁今天还有机会，你赶紧的悔改。
And then the Lord Jesus is speaking again in verse 12, and he says, behold, I am coming soon.
第十二节主耶稣基督再次说话，他说看哪，我必快来。
That's exactly the phrase you've got in verse 7, isn't it? Behold, I am coming soon.
在这个跟第七节你读到的是一模一样的，是不是？看哪，我必快来。
So the question is, What does the word behold signify?
所以呢，这个问题是这个看呢有什么重要的意义呢？
And I think it signifies something like, pay attention. This is important. Smarten up. I am coming soon.
因为我认为呢，这是一个很重要的，就是让你注意了，你看了，你现在要变聪明一点，因为这事情主很快就要来了。
Now in verse 12, he says, my reward is with me. And I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
第十二节后面继续说，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Okay, how do we respond to that? We say, by the grace of God, I'm going to do what I should do because I'm going to be rewarded for what I've done.
因为这个呢，我们怎么做出反应呢？因为说我们借着神的圣灵，我们要做我们该做的事情，因为我们会为我们每个人所做的事情呢得到报应。And
then he reminds them again. He says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
在这里呢，他再次提醒他说，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是首先。
Okay, now many of us say, I know who God is. God is the one who made the heavens and the earth.
我们中间很多人说呢，我知道神是谁，因为神就是那位创造了天地的神。And
they go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, which says, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth.
他们一直回到了创世纪的第一章的第一节，他们说呢，起初神创造天地。And
there are many, many people who believe that God is the beginning.
很多人呢，相信神就是那个开始。They
just don't believe that he's the end.
他们只是不相信他是结束的。What's
that imply?
这个呢，向我们暗示什么？
If God started it, he's going to finish it.
如果神开始了,
if God gave opportunity for reward, he's one day going to judge.
所以呢，神呢，如果是给那个准备给人奖赏的话呢，那终有一天他会审判。
We have seen the beginning of the Lord. We've seen the beginning of all kinds of his work through life. And if we end up being able to get out of bed in the morning, we'll say of today, that was part of the beginning.
因为这个呢，其实我们看到的神开始的所有的工作，我们看到他所有的工作，如果我们明天就还能够醒来的话，那么我们知道昨天、今天就是一个开始。
But if we don't get out of bed in the morning, we'll have to say, I guess that was the end.
所以呢，如果明天早晨我们醒不来的话，我认为呢，我们会说昨天就是最后，今天就是。
Remember, and this is the whole emphasis of this point. God is not just the beginning. He is the end. This is the last part of the last chapter. This is the end.
所以大家记住这一章呢，就是说呢，神他不光是开始。 他同样是结束的，这个呢就是最后圣经的最后一章，已经是要结束了。He
said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the Alpha, the first letter of the alphabet, the beginning of all the words."
所以这个呢，他说我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，所以这个呢，阿拉法是第一个字母，希腊字母的第一个字母，它就从阿拉法开始，所有的字母就开始了。
But he's also the Omega, and this is the end of the words, and there's no more verses in the Bible after chapter 22, verse 21.
这里讲到呢，他说我是Omega，Omega呢，他说这个呢就是整个圣经已经结束了。 自从在启示录二十二章第二十一节以后，不再有任何的圣经经文了。
He says, I'm the first and the last. No more opportunities after this.
他说呢，我是首先的，我是幕后的。在这之后呢，没有任何的机会了。
Verse 14 says, Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city.
就是就说那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，得到权柄，能在生命树那里，也能从门进城。
What do we do? We say, Lord, I'm a guilty sinner.And I'm clad in all these filthy robes. Would you please wash my robes for me? Make them white by the blood of the Lamb so that I can go into the city.
因为我们怎么做呢？我们跟主说，主啊，我是一个罪人，我所穿的衣服呢全是肮脏的，求您呢用羔羊的血给我把我的外袍洗干净。这样呢，我就可以进入到这个耶路撒冷圣城。
Not everyone goes in.
不是每一个人都能进到新耶路撒冷城。
Verse 15 says, there are those on the outside, there are dogs, those practice magical arts, those sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, everyone who loves and practices falsehood.
第十五节说呢，就是有些这些列出了那些进不了城的人，城外有那些犬类、行邪术的、淫乱的、杀人的、拜偶像的，并一切喜好说谎言、编造虚谎。
It's interesting. There are described here six characters are six characters of those or six characteristics of those who are on the outside.
在有序的呢里面讲到了呢六类的人，就是说六类有特点的六类特点的或者事情，他们在新耶路撒冷城的外面。
Six is the number of man, the number of fallen man.
第六这个数字呢是代表着人的堕落。
And, so there are six of them. The first one is, outside are the dogs.
一直念的人呢首先一类呢是犬类。
The Jewish people, they call non-Jewish people, they call the Gentiles dogs.
犹太人呢把那些非犹太人就是外邦人呢称之为犬类。
The Gentiles are called the Goyim, and that word Goyim means Gentiles or dogs, same thing.
因那些外邦人被称之为 Goyim, Goyim 的意思呢，或者就是外邦人，或者狗，是一模一样的。
What was the difference between the Jew and the Gentile?
那么在犹太人和外邦人之间有什么不同呢？
And the fundamental difference was that the Jew had access to the knowledge of God and the Gentile didn't have the knowledge of God. The Gentiles didn't have the Holy Scriptures, but the Jews did.
因为这个基础最基本的那个理由呢就是犹太人呢他们可以接近呢神的知识，他们可以知道神的知识。但是外邦人呢他们却没有这样的接近神的知识呢，他们不认识神的知识，而且呢犹太人有圣灵，外邦人没有。
And in part, because they didn't have the knowledge of God, the Gentile people lived like dogs. They didn't live in the fear of God. They didn't live in obedience to the laws of God. They lived like dogs.They're on the outside.
也是因为呢外邦人呢没有神的知识，他们不认识神的知识，所以呢从这个意义上来说呢他们就住在神的土地的外面，所以他们的行为呢就像个狗一样，他们像个狗一样的生活在，因为他们不顺服神，不顺服主耶稣。
Who's on the inside? Those who wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb.
那些呢在城内的那些人呢他们就是那个羔羊的血洗净了洗白了他们的外袍。
Those who practice magical arts or those who were the drug users, they're on the outside too.
那些呢行邪术的或者说那些吸毒的人他们也在城外。
The sexually immoral, they don't go to heaven.
连那些淫乱的人他们不会去到天堂。
The murderers don't go to heaven.
杀人的也不会去天堂。
The idolaters who live for everything other than God, they don't go to heaven.
礼拜偶像的他们除了为神他们为一切而活而不为神而活这样的人呢他们也在城的外面。
And it's those who practice falsehood who don't go to heaven.
因那些喜欢说谎言的呢他们也不去不了天堂。
But the verse doesn't just say,Those who practice falsehood, it says those who love and practice falsehood.
这些经文不光是说那些说谎或者编造谎言的，他们是喜好说谎和编谎言的。
Have you ever wondered why some people believe a lie?
你有没有奇怪为什么人要相信一个谎言呢？
Answer, it's all very simple. They believe a lie because they love the lie.
因为答案非常简单，因为他们相信谎言是因为他们喜欢那个谎言。
They say, don't tell me the truth. I like the falsehood. I want to carry on doing what I want to carry on. Don't tell me it's false. I like it.
但是呢，不要告诉我真理。我喜欢这样的一个谎言，因为我如果生活在谎言里，我就是说我想怎么活我就怎么活，我可以一直这么活下去，所以我喜欢谎言，不要告诉我真理。
And the great teaching of scripture is that men practice falsehood because they love falsehood. They don't want to know the truth.
因为圣经呢教导我们就是说呢他们那些说谎的编谎言呢都是因为他们喜欢谎言他们不想认识真理。
There are probably in our generation more people who watch a football game on Sunday than go to church on Sunday.
在我们当今这个时代的呢有很多的人呢去在星期天去看橄榄球比赛的比去教会的人要多得多。
You say, why on earth would that ever be?
你说为什么在地球上能有这样的事情发生呢?
Is there any significance? Is there any truth associated with the football game?
所以呢就是说呢这个有任何的意义或者说有任何的真理能够和橄榄球比赛联系起来吗
?You ask people and you say to them, where are you going to get the truth? You're going to learn more truth in football, at a football game, or learn more truth if you go to study the Bible in church? Which one will you get the truth from?
对你会问一些人你就说你从哪里得到真理呢是你是会从那个星期天在那橄榄球比赛或者说橄榄球里学到真理呢还是你到教堂去星期天去教堂学习圣经得到真理呢所以你的真理是从哪里学的呢
And they will all know that there's no truth in a football game and in the Bible there is the truth but they're not prepared to acknowledge itAnd they go to the football game because they love falsehood rather than the truth.
因为这些人呢他们所有人都知道在足球比赛里面会是没有真理他们也都知道在圣经里是学到真理的所以呢他们只是不想承认而已因为他们喜欢那种谎言。
And then verse 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. So, Jesus is saying, where did this book of Revelation come from? I sent my angel to you to give it to you. That's where it all comes from.
第十六节说我耶稣基督是主耶稣基督说差遣我的天使为众家会将这些事向你们证明所以呢主耶稣基督告诉他们说这些真理从哪里来呢是因为我派遣天使送给你们的
And then he gives himself a different title and he calls himself the root and the offspring of David.
然后他给自己的另外一个名号说我是大卫的根。
Who is David?
谁是大卫?
David was the greatest king.
大卫是史上最伟大的国王。
And the prophets say that David will be raised up and will become the greatest king.
所以呢，那个先知告诉大卫王说呢，你会兴起，你会成为最伟大的国王。
So when you and I get to this state and we reign forever and ever, we will be reigning under David and we will be reigning under the Lord Jesus Christ. David will be reporting to Jesus and we will be reporting to David. But Jesus said, I am the root of David and I'm the offspring of David.
因为这个呢，当我们开始做王的时候呢，实际上我们是做王在大卫王之下做王。那么大卫王呢，在主耶稣基督之下做王。那个我们向大卫王述职，大卫王呢向主耶稣基督述职。那么在这里，主耶稣基督确实他是大卫王的根。
And so he says, I'm not only the root of David in that I'm the one who raised David in the first place, but I'm the offspring of David and I am his greater son. I will rule because I'm the root and the offspring of David.
其实他说呢，我不光是大卫的根，我也是大卫的后裔，我是明亮的晨星，是我让大卫王兴起的，我是大卫王的后面的就是子孙。然后呢，我最终呢，我是要统治整个。And
then he says, "But I'm also the bright morning star," and that means that in a dark night, that star that shines the brightest at the dawn is the morning star. Jesus said, I'm the morning star. Just very soon, the day will come. It's night now, but very soon the day will come. I am the morning star, the signal that the morning is coming very soon.
这里呢讲的是呢，我是明亮的星星，明亮的晨星。这里讲的是呢，就是说是。 主耶稣基督是那颗最亮的星，在佛教的时候，那颗星是最亮的，所以它会照亮呢整个世界。它是那个最明亮的晨星。Now
the question is, if you had to summarize the message of the Bible in one word, what would that summary be?
所以现在问题是呢，如果你要把整部圣经总结成为一个字，那么这个字是什么字呢？
And the summary is come.
答案是来。
Okay, why did God write this book?
为什么神要写这本书呢？
So that you would come.
对，你会来。
Come to Jesus.
Why does he keep on repeating it?
为什么神要一直重复这个呢？
So that you will come.
这样呢，你就会来。
How will you know that that's really what he wants you to do?
你怎么知道真的知道这是神要你做的事情呢？
Because he's going to tell you again and again and again and again, come.
因为他会一再一再一再一再地告诉你来。
So start counting the comes, please.
所以呢，现在你就可以数这个来这个词。
Verse 17, the Spirit and the Bride say, come.
圣灵的和心腹都说来。
Who is the Spirit?
谁是圣灵?
That's the Spirit of God. The one who's been writing this whole book is the Spirit of God.
是神的圣灵，因为是神的圣灵写了整部的圣经。
What's the message of the Spirit of God?
那么神的圣灵给我们传递的信息是什么？来。
Come to Jesus.
来，来到主耶稣基督这里。
And then the, it's just not the spirit, but it's the bride who says, come. Who's the bride?
不光是那个什么是您说心腹也说来，那谁是心腹呢？
Well, it's every one of us who trusts in Jesus.
这些我们这些相信主耶稣基督的人。
Okay. And so when you meet somebody on the street and you tell them about the Lord Jesus, what do you say to them?
因为如果你在街上碰到一个人，你跟他传讲主耶稣基督的时候，你跟他说什么呢？
You say, come.
Come
to Jesus.
来到主耶稣这里。
When we were little children, our mothers used to say to us, our mother said to us, you just come to Jesus, Harold. You come to Jesus, Norma.
当我们还是个小孩子的时候，我们的妈妈跟我说呢，你们就来到主耶稣基督这里， Harold， 你来到主耶稣基督这里， Norma， 你来到主耶稣基督这里。
So the question then is, if you're walking down the street and someone says come and you hear it, what are you going to do?
因为这问题就是，当你在街上走路的时候，一个人说来，那么你准备怎么做呢？
You're going to say come too.
你会说来，也会说。
God's plan is that the chorus of come is picked up by the masses and we all say come, 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 come. That's the message to the world today. Come.
神的计划就是他的子民，所有的人呢，就是做出这样一个合唱，就是说来来来来来来，这就是我们基督徒向整个世界所传递的信息来。
Whoever is thirsty, let him come.
谁渴了的，让他来。
And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Isn't that a beautiful picture?
是一个很美的画面吗？
Here's the man walking through the desert of life. Thirsty, and he hears somebody saying, come, if you're thirsty, come. And so he comes and he drinks the water and he says, how much is this going to cost?
这个呢，就是有一个人，他在沙漠里，沙漠里走路，他就极度的饥渴。这里有一个人跟他说，来，这里有水喝，他就拿了把水喝了，他就问，那这个水要多少钱呢？
And the man would be willing to pay everything he had to get some water, wouldn't he?
你这个喝大水的人会把倾其所有来买这杯水，是不是？
And the Lord says to him, I'll give it to you for nothing if you want it.
那主耶稣基督说呢，我会给你，白白的给你，我给你想要的。
This is a pretty good story, you know.
这是一个很好的故事，你知道吗？
All right. Verse 18, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book.
就是说我向一些听见这书上预言的做见证，如果有人在这预言上添什么，神必加写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
Don't add to this book.
你不要在这本书里加任何的东西。
These words are written in my Bible on page number 1156.
这个本书呢写在他的书上是 1816.
So what's on page 1157?
现在在那个1817页里面写的什么？
Okay, and the answer is absolutely nothing. There's the page. There's nothing on this page. Don't add anything to this book.
答案呢是在这以后呢，没有任何的字，所以呢，不要在这本书上加上任何的字。
Verse 19 says, if anyone takes words away from this book of this prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book.
也就是说呢，如果任何人在这上三去什么，神必从这世上所显示的生命树、生辰里删去他的份。
Those are pretty scary warnings.
这是一个很可怕的警告。
You can't imagine anything bad as the plagues of this book.
对，你很难去想象这本书上有多少的灾祸。
You can't imagine anything as good as the blessings of the tree of life and of the holy city.
你也想象不出来还有什么东西比这生命树和圣城更好的。
If you add to this book, you'll get the plagues. If you take away from this book, you'll lose the blessings.
因为如果你加任何事情在这本书上，那么你就会受到所有的灾祸。如果你删去什么呢，那么你就会失去神的赐福。
All right, so verse number 20. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming. What number is that?
所以呢，这个第二节说呢，证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。那么这是第几次说来呢？
Okay, were you counting?
大家数了吗？
Verse 17, come.
第十七节。
Verse 17, come. Verse 17. Come again, three times in verse 17.
所以第十七节里有来，来，来，也说了三次来。
Verse 20, Jesus said, I'm coming, that's number 5. Amen, come Lord Jesus, that's number 6. Number 4 and 5.
第二节说呢，主耶稣说我来，我必快来，就来，这是第五次说来。
Back to chapter 22 and verse number 7.
我们回到第二十章的第七节，第二十二章第七节。
What's it say?
第七节。
Behold, I'm coming, that's number 6.
那看到我快来，这是第六。
And when you get to verse number 12, it says, I am coming, that's verse number 7.
第十二节说呢， 他说我必快来，这是第七次说我快来。
What's this summary all about?
你这些总结出来是什么呢？
Jesus is coming, and we've got to come to him. It's all about coming.
主耶稣基督呢，他快快，他会快来，我们呢要快到他那里去，所以这所有的事情呢，都是关于来的。
Some might say, well, I'm just going to wait.
因为我如果说我怎么等一下。
And it's possible, you know, to wait so long that you miss the boat.
因为这是有可能的，如果你等的时间太长嘛，你就错过那班船。
Tomorrow. That's what so many people say. Tomorrow I'm going to do something about this.
所以明天有很多人是会这样说，明天我再去做。
And the last chapter says, listen, don't wait any longer. Come. Jesus is coming. You've got to come too. That's what it's all about.
所以呢，圣经说呢，不要再等了，主耶稣呢，很快就会来，所有的事情呢，你要快快来，所以讲的都是来。
Peter outlines the very real issue of our day. He says, the people are going to say, where is the promise of his coming?
所以呢，彼得呢，他写出了这么一件事，关于我们今天的状况，他说哪里应许啊，他要来。
He says, the fathers said this, it's always the same, going to carry on, don't worry, everything's just going to carry on. Jesus said, no, I'm coming.
因为他说呢，所有的那些父母啊，都说呢，啊，我们这一切呢，都会继续下去。但主耶稣说，我必快来。And
so the people say, that's right, you come, Lord Jesus, And we want to come to you.
随着你的人们就说呢, 是的, 主耶稣基督, 你快来, 来到我们这里, 我们要来到你那里去。
What's the last line in the Bible?
圣经的最后一句话是什么?
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with God's people. Amen.
所以呢, 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常与正圣徒同在。 Amen.
Is that exciting?
这个让你感到兴奋吗?
What's going to happen between now and the time that God comes, that the Lord Jesus comes?
所以呢, 在, 从现在开始直到主耶稣基督来, 这段时间要发生什么呢?
And the answer is, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is going to be with us.
答案是神的主基督的恩惠会永远和我们在一起。
Why were you able to get out of bed this morning?
你为什么今天早上能起床?
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ was with you.
因为主耶稣基督的恩惠是和你在一起的。
How are you going to handle tomorrow?
怎么去应对明天呢?
Either Jesus will come or the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us.
或者说主耶稣基督会来, 或者说主耶稣基督的恩惠与你同在。
How much bad news is there in this last chapter of Revelation?
在启示录最后一章里面有多少坏新闻呢?
Well, it's not full of bad news, is it?
这个并没有很多的坏新闻，是不是?
It's amazing. It's all about the invitation of our Lord to come. All about the grace of our Lord that he gives us both now and in the days of difficulty and throughout all eternity. How are we going to reign with him?
这里呢，所有的都是关于我们主耶稣基督对我们的邀请，邀请我们来到他这里和他一起作王。那么说呢，我们将来应该怎么去作王呢？
Answer by his grace.
啊，还是借着他的恩典。
Okay. Frankly, the Bible is a good book.
坦率地说呢, 圣经是一本很好的书。
And it doesn't matter where you read it, it's a good book.
不管你在哪里去读, 都是一本好书。
And when you get to the end like this, you say, this is an awfully good book.
所以呢, 当你结束的时候, 读到这里说, 你说, 这确实是一本好书。
And so some of the people used to say, you know, what I like to do is I like to get to the end. I read the end and I realize we win.
这个呢,有些人说呢,我喜欢读,喜欢读的圣经读到最后,读到最后说呢,我就意识到我已经在里面。You
trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and we are going to win. Hallelujah.
如果你相信主耶稣基督的话呢，你就会成为人生赢家。哈利路亚。All right,
well, that's the end of the book.
这就是书的结束。So
the question is, what are we going to do next?
问题是下一步我们怎么做？
We'd like to say to go to the next chapter, but there isn't the next chapter.
我想说我们去读下一章，但是没有下一章。So
I've been praying and asking the Lord where we should study next.
所以呢，我一直在祷告，我问主，就是下一步我们应该学习什么。And
there are three suggestions that have come to my mind and I've considered.
有三种建议呢,出现在我的大脑里,我正在考虑。
One of them is, we could go back to the beginning, and we could read the book of Genesis. That could be very beneficial.
其中一个呢,就是我们可以回去读,创世纪,创世纪呢,乃到圣经的开始,这样呢,对大家的益处会很大。
Another one is that we could study the book of Proverbs. That probably would be helpful because it would enable us to learn more clearly how to live life in a confusing day.
另外一个呢，就是说我们可以开始学习真言。真言呢，其实就是说，它也是很好的一个教导我们怎么样在这一个混乱的世界里去生活的一本书。
The third thing we could do is we could just call it quits and stop studying the Bible because we got to the end.
因为第三件事呢，就是说呢，我们开始放弃了，因为我们把圣经已经学完了，我们就放弃了。
And I suppose if we were to do that, instead of studying the Bible, we could go and get the poodle clipped.
所以呢，我就是我想呢， 如果我们就停下来不学的话呢，我们就可以去把我们的狗送去剪毛。But
that wouldn't be a good idea.
但这却不是一个好的主意。So
then I thought, you know what we could study? We could study the book of Daniel.
因为我又想呢，说我们哪本书我们可以去学呢？我们可以学但以理书。Daniel
is a wonderful book. In that it lays the foundation for us of prophecy.
In the 但以理书呢，是一本很奇妙的书，它其实在所有的那些预言里面给我们打下了基础。The
book of Revelation is, if you like, the superstructure or the end of the great prophecies of the Bible.
因为启示录呢，如果你喜欢的话呢，它实际上是那个最高的那个建筑，就是它已经结束了，是圣经的结束。But
the book of Daniel gives us a foundation that we can build from. We could learn a lot about how God works in history, how the prophecies are built, where they're going to, if we look at Daniel's foundation.
因为但以理书呢，可以给我们打下这么一个基础。这个基础是说神的公是怎么开始的，神的预言从哪里开始的。所以这样呢，历史上神是怎么做的。所以这些所有呢，给我们打下一个历史上预言的这个基础。And
we could probably learn a lot about prophecy in general just because we've been studying the book of Revelation.
因为我们其实呢， 仅仅因为我们学习启示录呢，其实我们可以知道很多的那些广泛的那个预言。We've
been thinking about the principles of prophecy, and therefore to study Revelation, it'll be easier for us to understand it. We'll understand Daniel better, and then we'll understand Revelation better.
因为如果我们开始学习那些预言的话呢，就是说呢， 我们就知道更好的去了解但以理书，我们学习但以理书，我们就更好的去了解启示录里面的预言。So
I thought that that's what we should do, and unless we hear otherwise, that's what we would do starting next Tuesday.
因为我认为呢，这是我们下个星期呢应该做的事情，除非呢大家有其他的建议。One
of the reasons for my getting excited about this possibility is that I've just been reading about the story, the history of the kings of Judah and Israel.
因为这个就是我认为呢，我为什么就这么想呢？其实就是因为我去读了一些关于历史上的犹大的那个国的各个王的事迹。
And when you get to the end of the book of 2 Kings, when you get to the end of the book of 2 Chronicles, both of them read pretty dismal.
其实呢，当你读到那个《列王记》的下的最后一篇的时候呢，你读到《历代志》最后一篇下的时候，你会发现里面呢，很失望。
It's basically the story of disobedient kings ruling over a large number of disobedient people.
基本上是读到的关于呢，那些悖逆的王呢，统治了大部分的悖逆的人们。
And frankly, that doesn't give us much hope.
就坦率说呢，没有给我们多少盼望。
The amazing thing though is that in the midst of all the judgment of God falling on Judah and on Israel and on their disobedient kings, over here is a man by the name of Daniel and his three friends, Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael. And they're in the midst of a totally hopeless society.
因为就是刚才你读这些书的时候，你读到呢这里完全是没有任何盼望，在这些悖逆的国王、悖逆的人们中间呢，你读着读着就发现中间有一个戴尼还有他的三个朋友，他们在这样一个完完全全没有希望的这样一个王朝里。
And they basically say, it doesn't matter how bad the kings are, it doesn't matter how bad the people are.It doesn't matter how strong the punishment of God will be. All that matters is God wants me to follow him. And that's what I'm going to do.
这里呢就是不是说这个国王有多坏，人民有多坏，这个都不重要，或者说是这里面所有的关于神的审判将要来的，这些都不是很重要的，重要的是呢，神在这里他想要我们要我怎么做，我唯一要做的呢就是听从神的，顺服神。
And in the midst of all of this favor, all of this punishment on Israel and Judah, these four men say, I'm going to serve God, and God raises them up in the midst of failure and gives them great blessing.And great glory and great responsibility is marvelous what God does.
这里呢实际上在神对犹大国还有以色列国这些所有的在他们因为他们的悖逆在他们审判的过程中呢这四个人他们说呢我们要顺服神我们要听从神所以因为这个原因呢神呢就是给了他们很大的荣耀把他们然后提升到很高的位置得到了很多神的赐福。
And so you and I say, it's true, we live in a world that is a pretty wicked place and the judgments of God have been written against us. We're in for deep trouble.
因为你说这呢也是一个真的我们生活在一个非常悖逆的时代那个神的审判呢也很快就要降临在这个世界上。
And it's true, the judgment of God will not only fall on the world, but it'll fall upon much of the professing church in our day as well.
因为这个也是一个事实，神的审判呢，不光会降临在那些的整个的我们的这个社会上，同样也会降临在那些自称为是教会的有些教会上。
And we say, but God wants me to follow him.If I follow him, and if our little assembly follows him, and if we work together for the glory of God, he can bless us just as he blessed Daniel and his friends.
因为我们就说呢，是的，神要我们跟随他。那么呢，我作为个人呢，我跟随他，作为我们一个小小的一个教会呢，我们也跟随他。所以呢，这个也是的。如果我们所有的这些去为去服侍神、去跟随神的话呢，神会同样的像赐福丹尼里把他的三个朋友一样赐福给我们的。
When I think about Daniel and his friends, I think about the 144,000 in the Book of Revelation.
当我想到呢丹尼里和他的朋友的时候呢，我想到了在启示录里144,000被保留的人。
And the Antichrist said, you can't buy or sell unless you've got the number of the beast 666 in your hand or in your forehead.
敌基督说呢，你们如果不在你的额头上或者在你的手上刻着666这几个字的话呢，你就不能买也不能卖。
And the 144,000 say, listen, we're going to follow the Lord anyway. We want his name on our forehead.
那144,000人说呢， 我们不管怎么说，我们都要跟随主耶稣基督，我们要让主耶稣基督的名字刻在我们的额头上。
And the question is, what's going to happen to them?
问题是在他们身上会发生什么呢？
The answer is God is going to protect them and bless them the same way as he blessed Daniel and Hananiah and Azariah and Mishael. He's going to look after his people. And so the days of Revelation, they look desperately sad. But these four men say, you keep trusting me, I'll look after you.
因为这里其实呢，神答案就是神呢会同样的像去保护他们，就像神保护但以理和他的三个朋友一样。那神说呢，你就顺服我，你就跟随我，然后其余的事情我来做。
All right, well, that's sort of the end of Revelation and the beginning of the introduction to the book of Daniel. Read Daniel between now and next week, and it'll help you understand as we go verse by verse through that book.
那其实呢，这就是我们启示录结束的的结束，然后呢，也是对整个但以理书的一个开始的介绍。所以从今天开始一直到下个星期再回来的时候呢，大家可以先预习一下但以理这本书在我们开始学习之前。
All right, well, with all these summaries and conclusions, any questions that we should ponder just before we close off today? Have you got any question that we can maybe help clarify?
因为咱们讲为止呢，就是说呢，大家对我们上面讲的有任何的问题，大家可以提出来，我们可以在我们结束之前可以做一些回答。所以在结束之前有任何的问题，大家都可以提出来。
All right, well, it's not always that easy to come up with a key question.
I think make
我有一个问题。
Yeah, make it out.
圣经里的话，我们不能添加什么，也不能减少什么，不能随便忘。但是圣经这个书很长，所以说呢，就诞生出很多假教士来，他们给圣经加了些东西。但是我们有什么简单的办法能够区分这些东西
？OK, so Mike's question is about that verse 17 and verse 18. You cannot add anything, and
yeah.
You cannot delete anything from this book.
Yeah.
So it suggests says 18 and 19. So he said that this is because the Bible is a very long book, so many false teachers, they add something or they delete something from their Bible.
Yep.
So do you have a simple way how to distinguish how to know they add or they delete something from?
I'm not sure that it's that simple.
他认为不会有简单的办法。
The devil is a very skillful liar.
所以呢，魔鬼是一个非常的熟练的说谎者。
And so when you see the devil, he's not going to have a little flag over his head that says, I'm a liar.When you see the devil, you will say, wow, he's a nice guy. He sounds good. He's a good speaker. I think I'm going to listen to him.
因为当你看见那个魔鬼的时候呢，他并不会在他的头上贴个条子说，我就是那个说谎的。实际上他可能是看起来很好看，而且呢，声音也很好听，而且是一个很说会道的人，所以你会说呢，我应该是听他所讲的。
And so, the way that we know whether what we're hearing is true or false is we listen to the Bible itself.
所以呢，我们唯一的方式就是来知道他所讲的是真的还是假的呢？就是我们只读圣经本身。
You read the Bible, and when you hear something that's wrong, you say, "That's not what I remember reading."
所以你自己读圣经，但听到什么不对的事情的时候呢？你说，哦，这他讲的并不是我在圣经上听到的。
And the only way we know the false is by knowing the true very, very well.
唯一我们能够识别假的东西的时候呢，是因为我们真理有很深的了解。
And I've given you the illustration before. Our father was a banker.
因为他给大家以前讲过这么一个例子。他的父亲呢是在银行里工作的。
He used to work in the bank, and sometimes people would try to present money to the bank that was counterfeit.
因为他在银行里工作，有时候呢，有些人想把钱存在银行里呢，其中包括一些假币。
And so,what he was taught when he first joined the bank is the way to distinguish between a clear bill and a false bill or a counterfeit bill is to know the real bill very well.
他在银行的第一件事，银行人告诉他就是说，你区分假币和真币的唯一的方法呢，就是你会很了解真币，你去完完全全知道真币是什么样子。
So this is a $5 bill.
那他拿出来是一个五块钱的那个纸张。
I don't know if it's a counterfeit or not.
因为他并不知道这个是个假币还是个真币。
It's got a picture of a man on the front, but I don't know who he is.
这里呢，在前面呢，有一个人的头像，但是我就不认识这个人到底是谁。
And it's got a picture of some, space instruments on the back. I've never seen that before.
因为在它的那个反面呢，有一些那个，就是说一些空格，还有一些东西在上面，他也从来不知道那些东西是什么。
And I don't know whether this is true or a counterfeit because, frankly, I've never checked.
所以他不知道这个是真币还是假币，坦率说他从来没有查验过。
But if I were working in the bank and there was a possibility of counterfeit funds.I would have to learn what it looked like, how it felt. We'd have to learn about it in order to know whether it was true or not.
因为如果他在银行里工作呢，他就必须要学习一些识别这个真币的一些技术，它看起来是什么样子啊，哪些地方有什么东西啊，所以真币是什么样，他必须花很多时间去学习。
So the only way to be protected,Vic, is to read the Bible yourself. And when you hear somebody say something different, you say, yeah, that's wrong. That's not what my Bible says.
最保险的办法呢，他跟老王说呢，就是你自己读圣经。你自己把圣经读熟了，然后当一些人跟你讲其他的事情的时候呢，你就说这个事情都不是我所圣经上所读到的，这个才能最好的保护你自己。
Now the other thing, Vic, is this, that the devil is going to use the same kind of lies on you and me that he used on the people he lied to in the Bible.
那另外一件事情呢，就是魔鬼他会用在圣经里用的同样的谎言用在你我的身上。
So, in the Bible, he said to Eve, he said, did God really say that?
你在圣经里他跟夏娃说，神真的那么说了吗？
He said, God doesn't really love you. If he loved you, he would never say a thing like that.
你在说那神呢，他并不是真的爱你。如果他真的爱你，他绝对不会那么跟你说。
The Lord Jesus was tempted by the devil one day. And the Lord Jesus just quoted verses from the book of Deuteronomy back to him. So this is what the Bible says.
那主耶稣基督有一天他也被魔鬼诱惑，被魔鬼诱惑的时候呢，他就说呢，他就引用了那个《申命记》里的一段经文，这个魔鬼说，这就是圣经里所说的。
So we always want to say, when we hear things from the Bible, we want to be able to say, what chapter, what verse is that found?
那我们通常呢，我们一直就是要这么说。 如果你说圣经上的话呢，我们会问你说是哪一章哪一节经文说的。And
remember now that the Bereans that we read about in the book of Acts, the Bereans, they checked out what Paul said. Paul preached to them, then they went home, took their Bibles to check, make sure what he said was right.
因为你要记得在那个 使徒行传里面那个Brians当地的一个人，那群人他们就是当使徒保罗跟他们讲道的时候呢，他们回去昼夜的查考圣经，他们要想知道使徒保罗讲的是不是像圣经说的，是不是对的。
That's what you do with all the teaching you hear, especially what you hear at 16.
这就是你应该去做的，就不管你在哪里听他讲道。
Well, that's a good question and an incomplete answer, but at least it gets you going in the right direction.
那这是一个好的问题，也是一个不是完全的答案，但是最少这个答案呢，能够指引你走到正确的方向上去。
Let's have a word of prayer. The Lord will bless us and we'll carry on.
我们来做个祷告，然后呢，神会赐福给我们，我们会继续。Lord,
we want to thank you for the book of Revelation.
主啊，我们要为启示录献上感恩。We're
thrilled that you are bold enough to tell us what's going to happen in the future.
对，主啊，我们非常的惊奇，就是说您这么直白地告诉我们，在将来要会发生什么。
We're thankful that you are going to judge evil and that you are going to put away those who support and provoke toward evil.
主啊，我们非常感恩，您会呢去审判罪恶，你也会去审判那些支持罪恶和行罪恶的。And
we're thankful that you are going to bless us and that you will encourage us in spite of the fact that we don't deserve it. You're going to grant to us these great blessings of Revelation
21 and 22。主啊，我们也非常感恩，您会支持我们呢，您会赐给我们这样的福气，尽管我们不配得到这样的福气，您仍然就是说会给赐给我们在启示录你所讲到的这些福气。We're
thankful, Lord, that you are so kind to extend your invitation to come even to us.
主啊，我们也非常感恩，您是如此的好，您会扩展您的邀请，说来，来一起包括我们这所有人在内，让我们来。Now
bless us each one, we pray, and cause us to keep faithful to your word. May we not drop anything from the Bible or try to add to it, but may we be humble enough just to read it and to follow it, and we ask these things in Jesus' name.
对主啊，求您呢，帮助我们，完全呢，遵循圣经里所说的话，也让我们不要去丢掉什么圣经里的，也不要去加上什么在圣经里的，要完完全全的忠实圣经，让我们可以遵守顺服圣经里说的话。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen.